I don't know what I said. I didn't say what I thought I want, what I wanted to say, I guess, in the last one, because somebody already replied to it and didn't say what I thought would be said. Apparently, I said nobody listens, and when I'm not, I mean, I've got physical proof now. People do listen to the shows that me and KS do. That's fine. That's not what I mean when I'm saying nobody listens. And in fact, it isn't nobody who's listening, it's me that's not listening. I said before, I'm not in a good place right now. I'm still trying to figure out paying off the car, and then I've got $1,400 worth of credit card stuff to do, plus $500 paying my dad for a car I honestly don't want, but it's the only thing I can get. That, on top of the fact that Section 8 pick now to be authorized when I have absolutely no chance of ever finding a place. So at the end of the month, I'm just going to let it expire. I'm not going to even bother with it. I figured out not long after I moved in here that if I'm going to move out, it's not going to be Section 8. It's not going to be low-income housing. It's going to be the fact that I just have enough now that I can afford to live in a better place. That won't be for a couple of years. So I'll probably be here at least 4 years, if not five, before that happens. Which I'm not looking forward to, but at least, you know, the utilities are paid. Rent is not, I think the rent can only be $450, which is like $11 more than what I pay now. So even if I paid maximum, it'd only be like $11. It wouldn't be much. Chaos, his phone, which of course was not having much fun yesterday, is now misbehaving even more. I guess forgetting the fact, like I told him yesterday, I could just call his phone and we'd be fine, but no. At 4:52, I got phones being hella buggy, make it a rerun. This after I read the comment that apparently I again said that nobody listens. If I said that, I didn't mean the show. I meant the people in real life that I'm forced to deal with. My doctor, my folks. You know, I do have a couple of people that listen. The main one is the lady who owns the place I work, and the only reason is because I've got as many medical problems as she does. She's got cancer, which is far more serious than what I have. I'm not going to say, and I don't know what else she has, but she's also old enough to probably be my mom, so let's be honest here. She's had more times for things to go south. For me, 2 weeks ago, after Pride 48, something happened with my back. That Sunday night, I laid down, I was literally in tears crying. I could not sleep. I don't know what happened. I don't know what did it. Monday, it wasn't as bad, but I still couldn't sleep. So Tuesday, I went and I got some muscle relaxant. I took it for 2 days. And it didn't really seem to do much, and it's been off and on. I haven't taken any more, but it seems to have steadied out. Now, from my pinky and second finger down along the side of my left hand is tingling. Not numb yet, but it's. When I put the thing down, I actually had a moment. I put my thing down, my bottle down that I was drinking, and I was just holding my hand, and it was trembling. And there are people who are like, well, if you just stop thinking about it, it'll stop trembling. I tried that. I even tried closing my hand tighter around it. It was still trembling. I literally had to move it. Now it won't because now I know it's there, but I told my boss I would probably wait until Friday because I have a day off for some stupid reason. I'll take some muscle relaxant tonight because due to the relaxant and due to how it affects me, I can't take it during the day. So I have to take it before bedtime. So I will do that and I'll take it until it runs out. If my hand doesn't get any better, then, well, I'll take it until Friday. If my hand is not any better, or if it starts getting worse, then I get to go in and maybe I got a pinched nerve or something. I don't know. I also pretend that I'm actually a decent writer and write for a thing in Second Life, and the editor had said, you've got until X to get it out. Well, that was 2 months ago, and I sent it off in May. End of April, beginning of May. I'm the only person to turn something in, which has happened before. So. And that just happens with that place. People have tried many times to have newspapers or periodicals or things, and it just never works. I mean, this one's a quarterly. It's not like they're being asked to write two or three stories a month. They're being asked to write four a year, and people still can't do it. So that may be done. If Cody had his computer back right now, if Cody would call up today and say, you know what, I won $10,000. I've got all my bills paid off. I've got a new computer. Everything's hunky-dory. I'd just look at him and say, good, you know what, you're podcasting now. And I would take a break. Since we started Finite Exposure 4 years ago, I have not taken a sabbatical. We've taken a month off, but we always try to do at least one live show apiece during that. And like this last year, or this last time around this year, I was the producer, so I didn't have that time off. I still had to be the one to come on and run the recordings. Which I did for Finite Exposure. I just did four shows by myself for Chaotic Ravings. So they weren't as long, but I still did them. So I really haven't had a break. And with my rather contemptuous attitude that I had towards people during the Pride 48 Fest, during this last show, I'm not seeing me doing any good now. I'm just seeing a bitchy old queen. Well, take that however you will. A bitchy old ace, since that's apparently what asexual people are called, who, for whatever reason, has come to loathe himself so much and loathe the situation that he doesn't care who he offends anymore, and that's not good. I don't want to be a shock jock. That's not me. When I said something about Romo, and I'm not going to repeat it here, but Romo was listening, and I've heard worse said on their shows, but they've known each other several years. And he called me an asshole, and it didn't occur to me until then how bad I had gotten. Because I am. And that's just how it's probably gonna continue being.